school coach of the Palisade Bulldogs volleyball team, champions of the Western Slope League. Wendy, appreciate the time. How are you doing? Well, before
Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you on. And before we talk about facing, of course, Woodland Park and Falcon coming up in the Region 3 tournament, where you're the third seed in the 4A State Volleyball Tournament, want to acknowledge a couple of things. First off, congratulations on your 200th career win that happened when you played Bayfield last week. So a nice individual accomplishment. I know it's a team game, and I know it's all about your players, but that's an impressive accomplishment as a coach to get your 200th win.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I told the girls yesterday I didn't even know that was the case until way after the match. And I told them I honestly have zero wins. It's them and all the girls before them who have, you know, done all the work on the court. So, but thank you for that.
Something else I want to acknowledge, too. Of course, you always have your breast cancer awareness game, and you raise money for a variety of things, but most notably breast cancer here in the Valley and the fight against that. What $23,000, I think, was the total that I saw in the last 11 years that the Palisade volleyball team has raised for a bunch of different organizations. So it's not about just what your players do on the floor. It's about the charitable things that they do, and they've certainly you've had a chance to expose them to giving back to their community.
Yeah, absolutely. Volleyball usually falls in the fall, you know, in non-COVID years. In October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and like you said, I think we probably started our breast cancer matches probably 2 years or so before we started thinking, hey, we need to do more than just put on pink jerseys. And so it's kind of grown over the years, and we're really proud that almost all of that money, I think the first year the money was donated outside of our community, but ever since then we've donated here locally, and we've received some notes from people who have benefited from those donations and just very grateful and life-changing to help them with that. And so it's been a great life lesson for everyone in our program as they go through it over the years.
Palisade volleyball coach Wendy McCaskill with us on the Team Sports Network. I mentioned that you'll be hosting Region 3 this Saturday at Palisade High School. You'll open up with Falcon in the round robin. That'll be followed by Woodland Park and Falcon. Then you'll take on Woodland Park to wrap up that day of volleyball out of Palisade. You've had the number one team in the RPI in 4A throughout the latter half of the season. The three seed, I'm sure probably pleased with that. Kind of what you expected to get in terms of seeding for this tournament?
You know, I would say that I expected to be number three. That's a great seed, and I think it's probably one of the highest we've ever had, and in the years that I've been there. And so it's a great seed. We're happy with it. You know, I know all the ins and outs of how that was determined based on the three different polls and, you know, ranking systems that they use? Not exactly. But, you know, at this point in the season, I'm not going to nitpick it apart. You know, basically we have to play our best game on Saturday, whether we're a 24 seed or whether we're a 3 seed, and that's what we're going to go out there and do our best to do.
Now, you're not going to question it, right? You're going to take the 3 seed and be at home and be happy with that.
Exactly.
Not going to complain about that. Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade Bulldogs volleyball team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. As I mentioned, you have Woodland Park and Falcon. You'll have Falcon in your first match at 10 o'clock Saturday morning out at Palisade High School. It's a Falcon team that's 10-3 on the season and got some talented players, particularly their sophomore, Caitlin Hall, their outside hitter. She's had a really good season. She leads them so far this year with 147 kills on the season.
Yes, I think no matter what draw you get, whatever teams you get, especially with the smaller postseason pool this year, only having 24 teams advancing instead of 36 like in non-COVID years, everyone is going to have at least one, if not two or three solid players that you're going to have to key on and figure out how to stop or slow down in order to have a chance to, you know, win a match right now. And so, but for our girls, you know, we keep talking about we know what our match goals are, and we know the likelihood of us coming out ahead on the scoreboard if we meet those match goals. And so that's kind of where our focus is going to be. Yes, we'll have to key on other teams and make some adjustments, but we feel pretty confident in our game. And if we're able to put together the game that we want, that we'll be happy with the result.
Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade volleyball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. I mentioned you have Falcon, then you'll have Woodland Park after that in the round robin They're 8-1 mm-hmm. on the season. What can you tell me about Woodland Park?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about either of these teams yet. The seedings came out fairly late in the day yesterday, and I was going to practice after that. And just one thing or another, it's that time of year where there's a lot going on. And so I haven't had a lot of time. I've done a little bit of some research. I'll do a little bit more certainly in the next day or two. I think, like I said, it's really going to be about us playing our game. That's been the challenge I've put ahead of the girls throughout the year, to go out there and put our best game together. And when we've done that, we have definitely been successful. And when we've struggled along the way, it's usually been because we're not taking care of business on our side of the net. And I think it's also kind of hard to compare. Everyone's leagues are so different. And this year, that with the abbreviated schedules, we haven't done as much crossing amongst leagues as in a normal year, going to different tournaments. And so there's not very many common opponents either, to really kind of match up against or try to determine where you would rank against another team. And I think the rankings themselves are going to be interesting too, with not as much data going into them, again, because of the shortened season. So I think there's a lot of what ifs and a lot of question marks that we will hopefully have the answers to, and like the answers on Saturday.
Exactly. And of course, all the teams that win their region will go to the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs for the state volleyball tournament. And hopefully your Palisade Bulldogs will be one of those teams going over to play for a state title. Wendy, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you and the Bulldogs on Saturday.